There are quite a few lunch options near USF in Tampa, but the menu has expanded temporarily to include gigantic turkey legs. WSS Quincy Walters reports on the return of the Bay Area Renaissance Festival.
The site of the Bay Area Renaissance Festival is along the busy thoroughfare of Fowler Avenue. But when you get through the tented entrance, you're taken back to a time of antiquity. While there are paid performers at the 39th annual festival doing jousting and juggling and doing magic of the era, the people attending are just as colorful. The people look like pirates and peasants of days of yore. There are fighters like the knight in shining 100-pound armor standing under a tree.
It'll protect you against anything except for mace blows or axe blows and stabbing, like a spear or a halberd.
When he's not a knight, he's Sean Farmer, a truck driver. And there are even fairies flying around.
Yeah. The Fiddleworth fairies.
I'm Speck the Pixie Dust Fairy.
I'm Pigment the Flower Fairy.
Do you have any special powers?
Oh, I made pixie dust, that's special power.
I paint the flowers so that they're pretty.
The fairies flew off, declining to disclose their modern personas. Not everyone is in costume, like Danielle Mitchell, who's eating a gigantic turkey leg. She hasn't been to the festival in years.
I used to dress up, but it was too hot for that. I feel bad for all these. You see them fanning themselves and buying parasols. They're buying $60 parasols because of the heat.
She says the crowd is way bigger than it was 5 years ago. Organizers say that the first and second weekend of this year's fest had the highest number of visitors in 13 years. This medieval oasis lasts until April 2nd. Quincy Walters, WUSF, 89.7 News.